encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. Here are a few examples. A love seat for $599. A 5 foot by 8 foot area rug is only $87. Also, a Lazy Boy rocker recliner is only $349. Save big on mattress sets. Add an adjustable base to that new mattress and you can find your comfortable sleeping position. The finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, and accessories make your house unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Hurry, sale on September 30th.
Waking up your neighborhood with what's happening. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, your store for floors, and so much more. Randy and the team at Professional Floor Covering are there to help you design the perfect space. They've got over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But there's so much more than floors. They've got you covered when it comes to countertops, and they've got you covered when it comes to cabinets. When you get some new kitchen cabinets, you want them to do two things. You want them to look really great, and you want them to last for years to come. And that is why at Professional Floor Covering, they have partnered with some of the top brands out there to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship to you. Whether you're looking for something traditional, more modern, or anywhere in between, their cabinetry team is there to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. Visit Professional Floor Covering today at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. They're also online at proflr.com. Keel Zomer filling in for Wally here this morning. Wally will be back with us tomorrow. And we've got Ashley Dobrinsky up in the WBEV Slumberland studios helping us and pushing all the buttons today. We appreciate her help. And we are super excited to welcome in our first guest this morning. We have joining us Mark Lefebvre and Amy Friedel. They are part of the upcoming Beaver Dam High School production of Brigadoon. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
Good to have you, as always. No strangers to the program, either of you, so it's always nice to visit with us. And really excited as we get ready for the Beaver Dam High School's fall production of Brigadoon. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Yeah, we are really excited. This is the third time the high school has put the show on. We did it in 1964, in 1982, and we're excited to bring it together in 2025. The show's about these two American hunters who happen upon a Scottish village called Brigadoon. It's not on the map. And when they get there, they notice some things are kind of off. They're like, what's going on here? They say like they're like 200 years ago or something is how they're, I think, what Jeff says something about dressed up for the postcards.
Yeah. Why are you dressed so funny?
Yeah. And they're like, we're not dressed funny. You're funny. We find out later that it, in fact, is 200 years ago for them. So to save themselves from some oppression, they have a miracle performed. And so one day that goes by in Brigadoon is 100 years to the rest of the world. So the show is set in 1947 for our Americans, Tommy and Jeff. But everybody else is set in 1747 in this rural Scottish town.
So you kind of get to explore a whole range of time periods in this show.
Yeah, we were talking beforehand how the show it premiered in New York in 1947, so it was a modern show when it came out.
And in now, 1947.
In 1947. Yeah. So yeah, for us, 70, 80 years on, we're needing to be like, okay, this is what life was like in 47, in 1947, and then Scottish people, this is what it's like in 1747. So yeah, we get some range that I think is challenging our actors in a good way.
That's pretty good. We've got Mark Lefebvre and Amy Friedel with us. Mark is the director. Amy is assistant directing with this show. And when is this show going to be coming up for performances?
So we've got some time. Usually we come on like the week before.
Yeah.
We've got time November 13th through the 16th. We're going to go 7:30 Thursday to Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets, $12 for adults, $9 for students and seniors.
And there is a reason we're getting the word out early, because there's some special things kind of happening with this show. We're going to talk about that when we come back here on Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings on 95.3 WBEV.
Where else can you see a coffin and a T-Rex racing down a street? Only during Fall Down Town Fest in Beaver Dam on Saturday, October 25th. Grab your coworkers, your club, or your crazy uncle, the casket racers, or the ultimate team building event. And with $1,000 for first place, you'll be sprinting like your life depends on it. Not into pushing a casket? No problem. Throw on an inflatable costume and waddle, bounce, or wobble your way to $100 cash in the all-new inflatable costume races. Don't just watch the fun, be the fun. Sign up now at visitbeaverdam.com.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are here with Mark Lefebvre and Amy Friedel, the director and assistant director of the Beaver Dam High School's upcoming production of Brigadoon, coming in November. And before the break, we mentioned we're getting the word out a little early on this one, because there's a little extras that go into this because of the fact that this show has been done before. Talk a little bit about how you're using this show to kind of honor history in a way.
Yeah, we're trying to right now, like, if you are listening and happen to have been in either of the productions, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear stories. We'd love to share some stuff out. This summer, I went to the library a bunch, and they have all the Daily Citizens digitized now, so you can just search by words. And I was able to find a lot of material, a lot of the newspaper clippings from those productions. And so I've got a lot of stuff, but I'd love to hear personal stories. We're just reading one that we'll probably save for off air, but that was just a rehearsal moment that's like just fun. And I think that might be something I at least share with the actress who's playing the same character about like this, your experiences are similar, you know, generation on generation. I think one of the cool things, especially for me, as the choir director at Beaver Dam High School, and, you know, as a musician and actor in the area, and I think true for Amy, the music director for the previous two productions was Mr. Tom Radke. And,
okay.
For those who don't know, he passed away at, what, 93, 94? 93,
wow.
Yeah. He taught choir at the high school for 38 years, these two shows in that time. You know, really great guy. I didn't get to know him too terribly well, but I know I was, gosh, mid-20s, my first year in Beaver Dam, nervous about conducting. And one of my fondest memories of him was after my first concert, him coming up and saying, "You gotta slow down when you're talking on the microphone." And I think about him every concert, and I don't know, Amy, you've been in the audience. Do I slow down? Yeah, I don't.
Amy pleads the fifth on that one.
But just, and that's the kind of guy, he cared about the things he was involved in. And we were talking to some people, and they were saying, "Did you pick this show to honor, you know, Tom?" That he'd, we had to have this planned way, way, way in advance.
Yeah, but, so timing, you know, was just kind of ironic.
Yeah, it is, you know, nice timing. And so, you know, if you were in a show that, or in the one of the productions that Tom led the music on, you know, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love, what was it like working with this legend in Beaver Dam, at least in the music and theater world? I know you got to work with Judy on the, who sang, you sang at the funeral.
Yeah,
and
the Judy, I know. Did.
Yeah, the community choir, yeah. Did. And Judy Bell Hine, real strong connection with Tom, and just a lot of the music, a lot of the music people were there. So yeah, we're looking to reach out. We're actually encouraging all Brigadoon cast members, past cast members from Beaver Dam High School, to attend our Sunday matinee performance,
okay,
at 2:00. We don't have anything like super special planned. We're just kind of hoping that we're encouraging people to come to that performance. They can kind of have a revival within themselves, and
yeah,
you know, take pictures and share memories. And you know, maybe after the show, we can, you know, get pictures of the two Charlies, yeah, next to each other, or the two Fionas, or three Fionas. How great would that be?
Yeah.
We've already done a little bit of reaching out on social media.
Okay.
And one of the really cool ones, I'm going to pull up my phone here because I took a picture of it. The Tommy is our lead guy, right? He's the, if you had to pick one.
The character of Tommy, yeah.
Yeah. And I've been talking with Jackson, who's playing this character. He's kind of the audience's like surrogate on stage. He's one of the Americans.
Okay.
So like, I think the audience is going to be like, okay, Tommy's my guy. Let me follow him through the show. He's not always on stage, but kind of our guy. But the Tommy from our 1964 production, Charles Herr, posted on social media. Let me read this here. I hope it, if you're listening, Charles, I hope it's okay. I'm sharing this.
I mean, once it's on social media,
I feel like it's
out there.
Out there
in the world, right?
So he
steal his diary.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we broke into the house.
Right.
We, yeah.
So he says, "Greetings from Brigadoon. I sang Tommy in the 1964 production and married a girl from Brigadoon in Beaver Dam January 15th of 1972. We moved back
Wait,
to
he
the
means from the show, not the town, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So from the show that they were in
yeah,
together. We moved back to the UK in 1976 and up to Scotland in 1979. And then he mentioned that five of his 1964 classmates had a small 60th reunion last September. We were a year off.
Oh.
And they spent a day in Beaver Dam sharing stories and reminiscing. And then they were looking to meet up with a friend of mine and Amy's, Annette Camps from Community Theater. I guess they really looked up to Annette. So I thought that was way cool that we got a call out from the 1964 production. And we also had the guy who played Andrew McLaren's another one. He reached out and said that he's checking in, but unfortunately he will be in London during our performances, so
okay,
he won't be able
so
to attend.
Both, yeah.
But it's already cool that we're starting to make those initial connections.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you can't write that stuff like, oh yeah, I end up marrying somebody from the show. Right. And like, that's, I mean, that's
and
the stuff of
in
movies.
Scotland.
Right.
Yeah, and living in Scotland.
Right.
Well, like, that, yeah. that, like, you can't write that kind of stuff. Yeah, like, that's like, so have you, are you going to make sure to let all the students know, like, listen, when this was performed in the 60s, it ended in a marriage. So,
so
you know,
who's,
look
who's
around
be?
In the cast because your future, yeah, your future soulmate may be in this cast. You never know.
But students, if you're listening, you can start dating at the end of November.
Yes. November 7th.
We don't need to start that drama now.
Exactly.
One of the things that I really love seeing on social media is we're seeing people tag each other and tag like, hey, tell
sure.
the class of 1983 class reunion page and the 1984 reunion page. And you had the privilege to chat with John Noltner when he was here last
yeah.
week
yeah.
with his
yeah,
author
he was
resident,
a part
artist
of
in
this.
Residence that he was a part of the 1982 production.
Yeah, John Multi, I mean, so many talents, obviously, in the photography yeah. world, art world, doing a lot of good work there. He couldn't remember if he was on stage or if he played trumpet. He was multi-talented in that capacity as well. He was on stage. He was
on stage,
a town person of mm-hmm. Brigadoon. Mm-hmm. And he said he's going to see if he can carve it into his schedule to come back for the Sunday performance as well. He really seemed to enjoy being back in Beaver Dam.
He really, that was, yeah. we could have a whole segment. That was
no
a
kidding.
Wonderful week. The exhibit was great.
Yeah. Yes.
Saturday night, a great presentation on Saturday night. If you weren't there, we've got it up on dailydodge.com.
Check
you can
out.
Watch back. It was a great presentation. He really did an awesome job. If you're not familiar, while he was in town last week, he did portrait sessions with, I think, about 135
yeah.
people here mm-hmm. and asked them what belonging means to them. Really, really awesome. So, yeah, it's funny that, you know, again, that funny timing, it's
yeah.
just all connecting. What, I'm curious, like, what inspired, where did the idea to start connecting with old cast members come from? I mean, I can't imagine this is the first time BDHS has put on a show that's been done at BDHS before. Is it just, what inspired that thought?
I don't really know.
I think you're in history mode because of the upcoming concert. So I think
Maybe.
That you are deep in history mode
yeah.
and going through...
That's true. Like going through articles mm-hmm. and programs
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, I was in it's the 100th year of choir at Beaver Dam High School.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in history mode. I'm trying to pick songs from songs from old concerts. Tom gave me a box of old programs and stuff. So I was sifting through that, looking for songs. And yeah, I think I was suggesting, like, let's reach out to the paper. Some of these articles, I don't think it's for Brigadoon, but they would list, like, these are the leads of the – there's – I got one right here. It's just 9 pictures of the leads.
That's
I can
amazing.
Show it to the camera.
Yeah. Oh, here. Hold on. We can zoom in.
Oh, you can
that.
Zoom in
yeah,
even.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now we're
it's
talking.
It's just 9 headshots of the, like, 9
awesome.
Main characters.
I love
and
it.
Nothing against the citizen or anything, but it's just not how we've done it. Like,
right.
That's on our end, too. We just – we're like, well, we'll let you know, like, a week or so before. Write up a thing. Come watch a little bit. Take some pictures. There we go. To the point where, like, on some of these old ones, they would be like, this person is playing the lead whose parents are this person and this person. Like, it was that time where, like, everybody in Beaver Dam knew everybody in Beaver Dam.
Okay, sure. Yep.
And so, yeah, maybe I just was in history mode. I also, like, I think that we are looking for unique ways to promote the show because it isn't that well known.
Sure.
I think theater lovers know the show, but I'm also usually not worried about convincing the theater lovers to come see the shows. You know, those are the people that are like, well, the high school's doing a show. I'm just going to go see the show.
Yep.
It's the people that don't know. And so if, you know, well, my mom was in the 82 production, I might as well go see what it looks like now. Or my grandparents were in the 64 production. Like, just trying to find more ways to convince people to come see the show. Because as a performer myself, when I'm on stage, I like it when the audience is full and laughing at the jokes and sighing at the romantic things and, you know, have a tear in their eye at the final moment where they say, I love you, or whatever it is. That's just more fun as an actor compared to – I've also been in shows where, you know, there's 25 people in the audience, and it's just – it's harder to play that
it's
way.
It's hard to build off that
yeah.
energy when there's that small room.
And, I mean, we've
room,
got
you know.
We've got some great seniors who've been doing good work for 4 years. Jackson Sauer playing the lead of Tommy Albright. He's got Caitlin Jameson playing opposite him as Fiona McLaren. Like, they've been doing shows for 4 years, and they get a chance to, like, helm this show.
Yeah.
It would be a bummer for me if there's, you know, usually we've got, I don't know, 200 or more in the audience. For them to have only 100 and they can see gaps and gaps and gaps and gaps, you know.
If you've been... Yeah, and if you're somebody who's been taking in the productions the last couple of years, you know, some of those bigger named productions, Beauty and the Beast, Les Mis, you know, come back and see this. Yeah. It might be something totally different, maybe not as well known, but you're still talking about, you know, you talk about a lot of people that maybe have been involved in those shows.
Absolutely.
So put that trust in the people.
Well, and the team. Like, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know, feels egotistical, but like, audience, trust me. Like, I,
yeah.
And it's not, but I say me, and Amy will say it's Lefebvre, because that's what she likes about being the assistant director. But it's a Frieda Lefebvre show, but also, you know, Kyle Henriksen's conducting the orchestra again. That's,
yeah.
That's not changing. We've got,
Well, and the kids too. Like, if you love seeing Maya Connaughey as Madame Thénardier last year, make sure you come and see her this year as Meg Rocky, because, like, you're going to be so impressed with the work that these kids are putting in. So.
Exactly. Like, the 3/4 of the cast, maybe a little less, is the same.
Yeah.
We're seeing how the kids have grown. Like, some of these kids, to see them doing little things 4 years ago as freshmen, and now they're leading as seniors, is just fun to see the growth.
Absolutely. So, like, it's going to be a good time.
One of the interesting things about this show is it covers this wide time span from, you know, modern times of 1947, you know, to 200 years back. I imagine that comes with some different challenges and opportunities, not the least of which is costumes. I know you're excited about costumes with this one.
So the reason I'm so excited about costumes is because I do have Scottish heritage. My family is Scottish. A handful of years ago, my family bought me a kilt for the first time.
Okay.
And it was my ancestry's family, the Robertson clan's tartan. So, like, the pattern is this green and blue that is associated with the Robertson family. And I've always been interested in Scottish culture and that sort of thing. But I think it grew even more once I got to put a kilt on for the first time. And then this summer...
I really don't think we wear enough kilts,
by the way. They're comfy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Tell my students that they're a little bit nervous. They're gonna do it. I know they're all gonna commit to it.
Well, you wear yours regularly,
and I do.
Yeah.
So, this summer, then I also picked up a Wisconsin tartan kilt. Which, if you ever get a chance, look it up. A new thing that they're doing with tartans is they, like, the colors mean things.
Okay.
With the Robertson one, my understanding is it wasn't like they weren't assigned, and then eventually somebody's like, "Hey, we should like assign these," and so the Robertsons were like, "We'll take that one, I guess."
Yeah.
And so, like...
And then we'll, like, put meaning to it.
Right. They really haven't put meaning to it. But, like, the Wisconsin one has a little bit of brown for the fur industry that helped found our country. And there's blue for the Great Lakes. And there's yellow for the dairy and brewing. So, like, every color has meaning in it now. A lot of times they don't. But there are some really beautiful ones out there that are... that do have these cool meetings. The reason I'm excited is because I found a company that was relatively reasonably priced. And so we're getting everybody in the show something that has a tartan to it.
Oh, nice.
So most of the guys in the show will have kilts.
Okay.
A couple of the girls, actually a handful of the girls will also have kilts, more of a kilted skirt kind of thing, but they'll... Also, but the thing that's really exciting for me is when possible, we have the tartan associated with the family. So, like, if anybody's super nerdy and knows of it, the MacLeod family, MacLeod, MacLeod's is a mostly yellow tartan. There's MacLeod's in the show. So the whole family is going to have this yellow tartan for theirs. The McGregors.
Okay.
There's which is kind of a red and green, it looks very festive, kind of pattern. So we've got two characters that will have something with the McGregor tartan on it.
Oh.
Unfortunately, not all of them have a direct correlation.
Sure.
Not every last name in the show equals a Scottish tartan. The one I'm really excited about is we've got an actress, Mae Armstrong, who's playing Mr. Lundy. And Lundy doesn't have a tartan to it. But do you know what does? Armstrong. So the actress is actually going to get to wear her family's kilt for the show. So I know, and her parents are both helping out with the show as well, and they are very excited for
that
her to be able
really
to
cool.
have that. So it'll be a big, colorful. Like, we've got reds and blues and greens and all these tartans. So it should be a big, colorful wedding scene that hopefully feels out of, 1700s Scotland.
That's awesome. So, I mean, sounds like you could come just to check out the costume because that's pretty incredible.
I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
But again, I'm a Scottish nerd, so.
We're up against the clock, but remind folks again when they can mark their calendars for this great show.
November 13th through the 16th, we're 7:30. Evening performances on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday is going to be at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $12 for adults, $9 for students and seniors, and they are available on the high school's website now.
And we're going to try to get you guys back here maybe with a few cast members before the show hits as well, and we'll get to talk with them. So looking forward to that. Again, director Mark Lefebvre, assistant director Amy Friedel, always great to sit down with you guys, and we look forward to having you back with some of the cast.
Thank you so much.
All right. We've got more Hometown Today coming up next from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three people shot, some fatally, at an ICE facility in Dallas. According to multiple sources, the victims are all detainees who were being held at that detention center. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons describes the building.
It was a secure location. The shooter obviously fired into a spot where our officers and agents would be inside of a secure location, where we're doing a lot of our process with our arresting individuals.
The shooter, police describe him as a sniper, is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We are waiting for immigration officials to update us on it shortly. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the UN, saying action must be taken now to stop Russia because Vladimir Putin wants to expand the war in Ukraine. South China is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and people have been killed in Taiwan as well. This is ABC News.
The two best things in life are great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Mayville is tightening its guidelines for tornado relief funding. Applicants now have to live in the designated area most impacted by the May 15th tornado. Applicants also have to put down a specific dollar amount they're seeking and back it up with documentation. Mayor Rob Belk says they're trying to help the people who need it most. The deadline to apply is October 15th. The court case against a Beaver Dam man charged with several child pornography counts is proceeding. Nicholas Nowicki stood mute and the court entered a not guilty plea on his behalf at an arraignment hearing yesterday. Beaver Dam police say they caught Nowicki chatting about and uploading videos of illegal sex acts online. Nowicki will be back in court in November. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is running for governor. He made the announcement on a Milwaukee radio talk show yesterday. Tiffany has represented the 7th District in the U.S. House since winning a special election in 2020. Tiffany brings the most name recognition to a Republican primary with two other candidates. Plans for a data center in western Wisconsin, similar to the development at Beaver Dam, are off. The mayor of Menominee told the city's Common Council Monday night that officials are no longer pursuing a $1.6 billion data center. Opposition in Menominee was centered around noise, light, and water concerns. Security will be tighter next time there's a political rally or big public event in Dodge County. Sheriff Dale Schmidt says additional security assessments are needed after the Charlie Kirk assassination. Rooftop patrols and drone sweeps will likely be a part of that. Schmidt says the free speech rights of protesters will be protected too. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV. In sports, Beaver Dan's McKenna Nelson fired a 2-under par 70 to win the Badger Large Conference Girls Golf Meet at Old Hickory by 9 shots. Yesterday, Mia Nortman was second on the Golden Beavers squad with a 101. Team tied for third behind DeForest, the conference champion Wanakee. Beaver Dam boys soccer dropped a 2-0 decision to Baraboo last night. You can see all of last night's high school scores on the sport at dailydodge.com. Padres blanked the Brewers 7-0 last night in San Diego. Ryan O'Hearn hit a grand slam off Bruce Zimmerman in the first, and that's all that the Padres would need. Series wraps up this afternoon. Coverage begins at 2:35 on 95.3 WBEV. Phillies also lost to the Marlins last night, so Milwaukee's lead sits at 2.5 games in the race for the best record in the National League. Back to work today for the Packers as they get ready for the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on dailydodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Highs level off around 69 today under overcast skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Mainly sunny and dry Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Clary difference.
There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Whether you're creating a new patio or installing a retaining wall, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our easy design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
After a serious accident, you'll need a winning team to protect your rights. Trust Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices. Proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. One call, that's all.
This week on the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. Green Bay is going to look to bounce back after a difficult loss to Cleveland. The Crew have clinched the NL Central Championship, and now we're looking for the best record in baseball. And Beaver Dam has a rivalry game Friday night against Watertown. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, in the ESPN Wisconsin app.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said,
welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And if you're looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value, then visit McKinstry's in downtown Beaver Dam, where they're hosting their Comforts of Home store-wide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This store-wide sale encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. For example, a love seat for $599, a 5-foot by 8-foot area rug, just $87, a Lazy Boy rocker recliner, just $349. You'll also save big on mattress sets, and you can add an adjustable base to that new mattress and give yourself the perfect sleeping comfortable position. And don't forget the finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, and accessories that all make your house unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But you gotta hurry in. The sale ends September 30th. Our thanks again to Mark Lefeber and Amy Friedel with the Beaver Dam High School's upcoming production of Brigadoon coming in November. Excited for that show. They've been trying to connect with some of the past cast members from the two previous productions, so that is going to be great. So we'll have them back on when it gets a little closer and talk with some of the cast. I had a last-second cancellation here this morning. I was hoping to talk with the Beaver Dam FFA, but we're going to try to get them on this week yet about a really fun upcoming event that they've got going on. So in the meantime, we're going to pivot a little bit, and we've got a conversation we had yesterday that we want to replay for you. We got a chance to sit down with Matt Rupnick from Marsh Haven Nature Center for a really fun event that they've got coming up here in just a few weeks. Here now with that conversation is Wally.
Well, I tell you what, I'm fired up, Cale, and thank you for throwing it back here, because I have Matt Rupnick, the executive director with Marsh Haven Nature Center, with me, and I always love talking to Matt. Genuinely one of the nicest people out there, but we have so